So welcome back to the NLP UK Training Podcast. Today is all about what is NLP and how can it help me?
Exactly. So what is NLP?
So let's get the acronym out of the way first of all. So NLP stands for, the N is neural.
Yeah, it's your brain.
Yes, just your brain. That's all it is. L is linguistics. So that's the language that we use with ourselves.
And others.
And other people, yeah. And then the P is programming. So they're just the habits.
Unconscious habits. Yeah,
that we just run automatically.
Yeah. Like what do you do when you get up in the morning? Do you make yourself a coffee, brush your teeth, da-da-da-da-da? But you don't even think about it. I think of it sometimes like a user manual for your brain with lots of apps that you can switch on that maybe not switched on yet. So like limiting belief change, getting rid of conflicts, communication at different levels, values, how to elicit your values, how to live by your values, how to change your values and stuff like that. But I think some of the basics are really useful and can be picked up straight away as long as they're used. So I was on a golf course recently and the guy was saying, I'm useless on the ninth hole. I can never play on the ninth hole. The ninth hole is rubbish. And then the next hole he was saying, my driver doesn't work on the 10th hole. It's like, well, it's the same piece of kit, mate. I'm no good at this. I'm never any good. Why am I so rubbish? So I think we can talk about two things. One is the way we talk to ourselves and two, the way we talk to other people, maybe for this one.
Absolutely.
So what is positive self-talk?
Well, it's certainly not what your mate on the golf course was doing, was it?
No, it's not.
Just out of interest, how successful was he on those holes that he was talking negatively about?
He was still better than me. So positive self-talk is when you are, well, first of all, when you're in a good state, do you tend to have better days?
Absolutely.
So how would you like more better days?
It's a no-brainer.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between having good days and being in a better state and having not so good days and being in a worse state? Well, the way we talk to ourselves influences the way we feel, doesn't it?
Of course
it
does.
So when you read a book, you read a story, words trigger pictures in your mind, and then you get a feeling about the characters and the story. If it's a happy story, you feel happy. If it's a sad story, you feel sad, don't you? If you watch an old rerun of E.T. at Christmas, and you start watching it, and it can be very sad in some parts, can't it? And make you feel sad. But the feelings are coming from inside you, triggered by what you've seen on the outside. So if we talk to ourselves in a positive way, that'll trigger a positive feeling, which will impact our state, which will impact on our actions and behaviours, like we said, won't it?
So you're saying that just basically by changing the kind of words that we use with ourselves, we can change our entire experience of the day.
Yeah. So if I say I failed at that, I'll feel different to saying that's not the result I wanted, won't I?
Absolutely.
And if I say, oh, I'm really nervous about going to do this filming, what happens if I make a mistake? Or last time I did something like this, it wasn't very good. It was. Not true. But what happens if they don't like it? What happens if no one listens? What happens if we don't get this thing? Then my state of mind is going to be pretty negative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas if I say, do you know what? I'm really looking forward to this. I love working with you. We're just going to be doing the same thing that we do when we're training, you know, bouncing off each other.
Just having a chat.
Yeah. Having a chat, bouncing off each other and giving people lots of good stuff. And so that's positive self-talk, isn't it? So negative self-talk would be the golfer saying, right, I'm never any good on the ninth hole. I usually hit it in those woods. I better watch out for those woods. And I don't know if I'm holding it right. Am I overthinking? I think I'm overthinking. I'm going to slice it if I'm not careful. Slice it, they do. into the trees. And then they say, I'm rubbish. Whereas if they said, right, okay, I know what I'm doing. I'm just going to swing it the way I know I can swing it. I'm going to look at that tree up there at the direction I want it to go in and just relax and hit it and see where it goes. That's going to be different. It's rather like negative self-talk is like worry, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm worried about it going wrong. And if you do too much negative self-talk, then you get into a bit of a negative state, don't you? If you catch yourself. So I always think of it as being like if you've got a bicycle, you turn the bicycle upside down and you ran your hand along the back wheel, feeling the tire, and that would be like a negative talk cycle. So if you then put your hand on top of the wheel when it's spinning and it grinds to a halt, that's like stopping negative self-talk and then spinning the wheel the other way. It's more positive. So positive self-talk is like mini goal setting in your mind. It's like painting pictures in your mind of the result you want, as opposed to not the result or the result you don't want. And worry is just painting pictures in your mind about what you don't want. So it's like a no-brainer, isn't it? Really?
Absolutely. And that worry can really stop you in your tracks and waste a lot of time and energy, can't it?
Well, let's, if you don't mind, can we come back to worry a bit, give people a bit more about positive self-talk? So when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that comes into your mind when you've got day one of practitioner?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I get ridiculously excited every single time we've got a new practitioner course. And I know I probably drive people completely insane on the first day of practitioner because I'm at my desk early. I'm getting all my emails done and out the way so I can really focus on the day. And I bounce into that training course on an absolute high because I cannot wait to meet the new delegates, see what they're all about, really make an impact on their lives.
Mm. So it's fulfilling your purpose. Are you happy doing it?
Completely.
So what happens if you're doing something that maybe is a bit less, a bit harder? How do you talk to yourself?
So when I'm doing, it's probably not so much whether it's harder. It's maybe things that I don't like doing as much that aren't quite as fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've got, for an example, an admin day,
mm-hmm.
let's just say that I'm not out of bed quite as perky as I am on a practitioner day. So I'll procrastinate.
Yeah.
I will find other things to do rather than sitting at my desk and cracking on with what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably be telling myself a little story about, I don't want to do this. I wish it was practitioner. I wish I wasn't doing this. So I'm almost kind of setting myself up mm-hmm. with a story that I'm telling myself. I'm painting those negative pictures rather than the positive ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you can you hear it? I can hear my own voice mm-hmm. has really dipped just
but
thinking
about
it.
But I know you don't do that very often.
Not very often.
You're giving an example for us, aren't you? So with me, it's like, it's going to be a really good day today. We're looking forward to it. They're going to be great. Can't wait to meet them. And the other thing I used to not like was when a learning development manager would greet me at the door and watch me setting up and crawling around, plugging cables in. And then they'd say, I just want to talk to you about the group. So-and-so, they're a real tough nut. And I'm like, don't tell me anymore.
Yeah.
I'll find out myself. Because if I've got that in my mind, that someone you might be a bit harder to put across, then I don't want to know because it's my responsibility for them to get it.
Yeah.
So I'm very open-minded
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be really good. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a really good day. Got some great stuff. That's why I'm talking to myself. And it's kind of not like Muhammad Ali. Remember the boxer Muhammad Ali? He would, before a fight, go, I am the greatest. Ronnie Moore, you're down in four. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
That wasn't the right name, by the way, but it's something good. And he would verbalize it. Now, we don't want you to walk into your purchasing meeting going, I am the greatest. I'm going to do a deal that ain't real. So what you've got to do is like quietly to yourself, like, it's going to be a really good day today. Going to do really, really well. And it lifts your mood and your state, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So, negative self-talk. Did you know that? Have you come across, well, I know you've come across, you know when you worry, you like have like a downward spiral?
Oh, yes.
And you know people that they tell us they worry and they get almost anxious about it.
Oh, I've got a mother-in-law that does it beautifully.
Have you?
Oh, yes.
Tell us more.
She worries about everything.
Yeah.
She worries about from simple things like, have I put the cooker off?
Yeah.
To, are the kids all right?
Yeah.
The kids, Matt and I are 50.
Yeah.
But you know, are they going to be able to pay their electricity bills? She will worry about that and keep herself awake all night.
Yeah.
We're 50 years old. We're both earning good money. We can pay our electricity bills.
Yeah.
But she'll just keep thinking about that negative outcome.
Yeah.
And she'll almost take it to the nth degree. So it's almost like she's setting herself a negative goal rather than a positive goal.
Yeah. So we've got this thing called a negativity bias. So you're a trainer. You've had feedback sheets.
Oh, yes.
I remember getting some feedback sheets. I'd been in Plymouth with the government agency. And there were 12 people in the group, and everyone had put very good, excellent. And one person had circled okay.
Not the okay happy sheet.
And I was driving back up the M5, and which delegate do you think I was thinking about?
It was the okay delegate.
The okay one. Because we've got this thing called a negativity bias that's there to protect us. So the negativity bias would have protected us when there were storms 40,000 years ago, and we lived in tribes of 150 people. You know, if there was a storm, it was serious, you know. We had to make sure the shelters were secure. Or if another tribe came over the hill from Nottingham, we'd have to make sure we were okay because they look scary.
Cool.
So anything that was a threat was amplified. Yeah. So inside your brain, you've got this negativity bias that amplifies things. Otherwise, we'd have seen a saber-toothed tiger and thought, oh, here, kitty, kitty.
We'd be
dead.
Mm.
So we've got this thing. So as long as you're aware that you probably are amplifying threats, that's when we become worried and anxious because of negativity bias. So, but once we've become aware, oh, it's just my negativity bias, it's amplifying the threat, we can then see things in a bit more perspective.
I think it's about catching yourself and realizing that's what's happening.
Yeah.
If you find yourself worrying about things, regardless of what it is, one of the questions that I tend to ask myself is, can I do anything about it?
Yeah.
So if you can't do anything about it,
yeah,
it's out of your control.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about it because there's nothing that you can do. I think it's about, you know, it's worries almost like our brain's way of saying you need to do something.
It's a hazard warning system, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you go in a hospital. Now, I've been in hospitals quite a bit recently, visiting relatives who've twisted knees and broken hands and pelvises and things. And you walk in the ward and there'll be a sign saying, don't slip. Which is, by the way, is bad. Because if you say don't slip, then most people have to process slipping first. Like, don't think of a blue tree. You've got to think of a blue tree. So it's like a hazard warning thing. And I'm sure they have health and safety training in these hospitals, and the nurses have to go and identify potential hazards. And it's just like that, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
They identify hazards and then they have an action plan. And so once you've got hazards, you have an action plan. I'm going to do something about it. Like I remember one guy saying, I'm really worried about my leadership assignment, Steve. And his mate said, have you started it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't. And his mate said, once you start it, you'll stop worrying about it. So taking action is a good thing. The other thing I think is asking yourself a better question.
Yeah.
How can I improve the situation? What can I do differently? What can I do better?
And I
that
think that's
takes you straight away.
Sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say that's especially important when things aren't quite going the way that you want them to.
Mm.
So quite often we start thinking negatively when things aren't going well.
Mm-hmm.
So by asking that better question, it takes you out of that mindset and it puts you in that positive mindset. Because if you're thinking about, you know, what can I do differently?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to improve the situation?
Yeah.
You're thinking ahead, aren't you?
Yeah. Do you know something? I've just realized you're coming across as very normal, Callie. Most of the NLP trainers that I first came across had like gold tans and gold Rolexes costing $30,000.
Chance of gold being both hair,
gold hair to go with their golden tan and their golden things. Whereas you come across as quite normal.
That's what life's all about. We are just normal.
Yeah, just a bit normal, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just a person, really, doing stuff that you, teaching stuff that you do yourself.
I think that's the key thing. This self-talk stuff,
yeah.
We both do day in, day out.
Yeah.
And we've practiced. This didn't come, certainly when I first started doing it, it didn't come easily at first because I was in those old patterns of behavior.
Yeah.
So this is about really we put into practice what we teach on the courses.
That's right.
We do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And we teach the stuff that has made a difference to our lives.
Yeah.
So by asking yourself these better questions, we know we're happier and we get a better outcome.
Yeah.
So it's a no-brainer to pass that on.
It changes the picture straight away, doesn't it? When you ask yourself a better question, it's almost instantaneous when it comes up. Like, how can I improve the situation? What result do I want? Who can help me? It's almost like coaching someone else. Mm. Like, what result would you like? Yeah. How can you improve the situation? Like doing it to yourself. So then you get in a better state straight away. So what comes in is how you interpret it from your script. Depends how you see it. And then that gives you a feeling. And then the feeling can influence how well you cope with the situation or how well you act.
So that self-talk, we can make a decision and practice how we talk to ourselves to get that better result. So the first thing is about catching that bike wheel when it's spinning the wrong way.
Yeah.
And recognizing those negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And then doing something different.
Yeah.
So it's understand that you've got that negativity bias and that might be amplifying that negative thought.
Yeah.
Putting your hand on the bike wheel to stop it.
Yeah.
And then gradually start to spin it the other way.
Yeah.
So asking those better questions.
Yeah.
And taking positive action.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What a great way to start using NLP.
Exactly. And next time we're going to be talking about how you can talk to other people.
Fabulous. So guys, that's the end of this episode. So we shall see you next time and we'll talk about how we use our language with other people.
See you next time.